There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Where's my DeLorean?
What we're doing is trying to jog the memory of Brandon Bossian because his lawyer says he can't remember when or where or what or how it happened because he had a concussion. So it must be the end of the world.
Well, dude's got 14 staples in his head, a concussion. I would ignore it. I'm thinking this isn't some political cover-up.
No.
You don't think he remembers what happened?
I think he's full of old shoes.
I do, too.
The only problem with his story is that he remembers certain things just before, and he remembers...
Like why I went from 60 to 100 miles an hour?
Well, and he woke up and dialed 911 immediately, so he obviously was cognizant of what was going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, when you're doing 70 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden you speed up to 106...
Well, he was actually a graduate of the same school that the co-pilot of that German plane was, took the plane into the mountain. This guy's going to the same school. Can't fly a plane, but he can tip the train over.
He did it on purpose?
I don't know. Who knows? I don't remember. Come on.
Oh, I know. I'm with you on that. But the last time we had a train accident in Southern California, turns out that the conductor was texting a young boy while he was not paying attention
to
the
engineer,
train track.
The conductor probably.
Yeah, whatever he does.
Yeah,
the main dude in charge.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, all part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You may reach us at 888-302-DOUG should you desire to, or send any of us email at DougSteffen.com, or you can send a flash to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
Where does the courier pigeon go again?
The courier pigeon goes right on your shoulder there, that beautiful area of downtown Los Angeles. Okay, so YouTube this week.
Yeah.
Has figured out how many people are using YouTube and what they're interested in. So, Richie, we have the big voiced announcer with the top 10. I want to have you all understand the top 10 items most searched on videos in the YouTube files.
Number 10.
Number 10, how to dance.
Number 9.
How to make a paper airplane.
Number 8.
How to make a bow.
Number 7.
How to curl your hair.
Number 6.
How to make a cake.
Number 5.
How to make a Starburst bracelet.
Number 4.
How to get a six-pack in 3 minutes.
Number 3.
That's number 1 in the McFadden household. How to draw.
Number 2.
How to tie a tie.
Number 1.
How to kiss.
How to stop the decline of the free world.
Not in D.C. They're not looking that up.
Why? Why are they looking up in D.C.?
Men cannot kiss in Washington, D.C.
Says who?
And me? I put in a lot of research.
I'm an investigative journalist.
Kissing the wrong guys, lady.
Yeah.
You're
inviting her to kiss you, Richie?
Hey, man, she needs a little.
Really?
I think men in D.C. do know how to kiss.
Okay. I'm man. Every guy I've kissed in D.C. in the almost 4 years I've been here, with the exception of one, but I think he might be gay, cannot kiss. And I don't know why it's so complicated.
I know. You used to work work with Bohannon. Did you ever kiss him?
No, he's married.
I know he is. He's got
my
beard.
Buddy.
Why would you ask her that? That's her friend.
You know what's funny, though, Doug?
Right. I've never kissed my friend. I've never kissed him either.
What? Well, there we go.
That's not what I heard.
Well, you've seen us together. What did you say?
Last year, I'm helping.
I can see it now. Somebody's going to send Bohannon an email. Doug Steffen was talking about kissing you on his program. Anyway, go
Doug
ahead.
Was.
Yeah.
Last year, I was helping coach my son's little league team, and they were 10 years old at the time. And another coach and myself are working with a couple of the kids on hitting technique. And the coach is, you know, elbows this and this and your feet here and, you know, make sure your knees and this and that. But a lot of it's basics. But then he got into some deeper technique. And I was very impressed. Yeah. And I asked this guy, I was like, you know, which background did you play in college or something like that? And he said, no. And I was like, huh. I was like, well, how do you know all of this, like, really kind of in-depth batting technique? He's like, YouTube.
He goes, welcome to the modern world.
Everything on YouTube. And he's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, last weekend I was doing something around the house and I wasn't quite sure of how to do it. So I went to YouTube and I watched the video how to do it. And boom, there I was.
Can I make a confession?
Of course.
Because I have never. Okay, well, I kind of feel dingy a lot of the time, but
really?
I was looking. I got a hair straightener, which I've never had before because someone
you need
in
a hair straightener.
Well, what?
She's got like long, wavy, curly hair.
Her hair's not curly.
Well, naturally, it has started to become curly.
Really?
Because my hormones have fluctuated. Thank you for asking. Anyway, so I always use.
So it's like there's a YouTube video about that.
Yeah, I know. Let's start crying about the reasons why my hair has changed. But anyway, so I want my friend at work said, Courtney, you guys know Courtney, my friend.
Right.
She said, oh, yeah, get a straightening iron because you can do curls, you can do straighteners. So I'm like, okay, I do what Courtney says. She's like my style icon, right? So I go and buy my little straightening iron, and then I'm sitting there staring at it like, God, what do I do with this thing? So I go onto YouTube, and do you know how many dingy girls, and I hate to say this, do videos on YouTube about how to do hair?
Yep. Yeah.
There is you have video. To go on there and look, and they're all like,
name a stupid topic, and there's a video on
I got
it. You're deadly serious. This is your life.
Give me the stupid topic.
I want to see
on YouTube.
Richie,
yeah.
I want you to go to YouTube and see if it shows anybody using a squatty potty.
Okay.
Check that out.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
But look what's on my YouTube channel right now.
Earth Angel. Hey.
Earth Angel. I just happened to be there. All right, hold on. Squatty.
I want to talk about squatty potties and why you should get one of these for your dad for Father's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Squatty potty really work. 139,000
Dougie. They're everywhere.
139,000 hits on that?
Views, yeah.
Views,
squatty
really?
Potty and the toilet stool. How toilet posture affects your health.
Wow.
Great Googling.
2 million views.
See?
You, get those
squatty you guys who thought that I was the only one who was talking about squatty potty. And
the doctor's show. No, that show that's on, was it ABC, I guess, in the morning? The doctors?
Yep.
Yeah, with Travis Store.
135,000 views, the squatty potty
really?
We talked about. Okay. Yeah, there are, here's the Shark Tank thing.
Yep.
Which squatty potty is right for you? Squatty potty on the Howard Stern show.
It's rather graphic.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a problem that is, I said earlier, and I wasn't kidding, I came home last night, I have these itches on my forehead, so I needed some Coracidin, and I went looking.
Coracidin? You mean cortisone?
Well, No.
It's cold medication.
No,
what's
the stuff that you take?
But your sniffles are gone.
No. Actually, I took a laxative instead because it was dark in the thing, and so.
CMI.
Oh well, listen,
girl.
Are you ready for this? This
what?
Is funny.
What?
The reason Howard Stern has a squatty potty segment on YouTube.
Yeah.
Is because apparently he went to do a live commercial for it.
Yeah.
And the commercial lasted almost 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Because they got into, like we are, you cannot talk about the squatty potty without having a little fun with it.
Right, exactly. Doctor recommended, fits any size toilet, really works.
Fit any size person.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you just put your feet on it.
That's all. All right. Anyway, so squatty potty for your Father's Day is a good idea. Squatty potty is available at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores, squattypotty.com, but You can do this. This is even better than Howard Stern. If you text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511, you get 20% off the order. And you can't get that anywhere else. All right? That's the deal that we have with Squatty Potty. The only way you can save 20%, text the word Doug to 511-511. All right?
511.
Got it? 511-511. Text Doug. Get a Squatty Potty for Father's Day. And save 20%. All right, you all set now, Richie?
Yeah,
you can get
it came right back. It said, thanks for your interest in Squatty Potty.
Yep.
Use this code. Yep. To receive 25% or 20%.
Oh, 20. 25 now. 20%. Okay. Whatever it is. Squatty Potty, 20% off. Doug to 511-511.
I'll hit this button right here now.
Hit that button, Richie.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer.
It really is.
Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsibly.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
All right, Molly, what's the story on George Papadopoulos, blah, 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 for Stephanopoulos, who seems to have stepped in
envelopes.
It. Yes, he's stepped in it, and he's bewildered. He says, I'm bewildered by all the attention this is getting.
Well, I am surprised that people don't know George Stephanopoulos as his background.
Right.
I think everybody knows his background. I don't think
everybody does, actually.
Before he got his TV show...
Okay, tell the story.
He was a Democratic Party political advisor.
He helped get the Clintons elected.
Yeah, Bill Clinton, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what I don't get. He donated, what, like $75,000?
$75,000 three times
right.
to the Clinton Foundation.
So that's, here's the rub. He's a journalist. He covers Hillary Clinton's campaign. He covers the scandal with the Clinton Foundation. The conflict of interest is in the money, but I think you're right, Molly. The conflict of interest probably started a long time ago because he used to be on the payroll of the Clintons.
Yeah, well, you know what?
So now the question is, when he does these interviews, like the other day he did the one about the Clinton Foundation taking all that money, the guy who wrote the book about it, is he not hitting them with the tough questions and giving favor to the Clintons?
Because not any more so than Sean Hannity interviewing Jeb Bush.
Well, I don't think so. Jeb Bush is getting any favors from anybody.
He gets softballs.
If you're making your decisions based on what George Stephanopoulos says, you have bigger problems than
that. Thank you, Richie. That's it.
But who's doing a big sigh of relief?
Who?
NBC News. They're like, ha, take that, ABC. You deal with something.
Right. By the way, where is Brian
Williams? Didn't do that.
Brian Williams is gone to work as a greeter at Walmart. Where the heck is he?
It's a vacation.
Oh.
His name's not on the nightly news site anymore.
Squatty Potty.
But we found the
21 after on Good Day.
Won't you meet me here while bringing in a brand new year? Gonna be a great day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So B.B. King was really happy when you saw him?
Yes, he was.
We're talking about B.B. King Houston. Passing away. Thelma Houston, she's still alive, though, isn't she?
Yes.
Okay, so we just gave away the answer to the concert, right?
Oh, my God.
I can't believe I'm working with you.
Oh, my God, I'm a bad influence.
Twice. Since Molly started this, I gave did. Away, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
I gave it away. Yeah. Richie gives it away today.
Oh, man.
All right, so the heck with the
concert. You see that cone hat right there? You put that on and go stand
right. In the corner.
Right. So let's just switch this around. Okay.
Okay.
Thelma Houston was also known for what acting role? Can I do that?
No, listen, whatever you want to do, Richie, smart with me. I'm just here occupying time and space. That's it.
That's
a good song. Right, exactly. Don't leave me this way. That's what Molly says to all the guys if she's trying to kiss in Washington.
No, please go away.
Please go away.
Yeah.
Song.
Number one during this week in 1976. Please don't leave me this way. Baby.
My heart is full of love and desire for you.
Actually, you know what, Richie?
Yeah.
We don't need to do the contest. Let's have some tribute time for B.B. King. He deserves
you know what?
Some of our time.
I'm happy to do that. Actually, thank you, Thelma.
Thanks, Thelma.
You
know thanks, Thelma.
We'll come.
You're giving it away, Richie. King, one of the great blues artists of all time. Passed away at the 88, Kenny. How old was he?
89.
Pretty special guy.
You know,
he was referred to as the king of the blues.
No, what BB stands for, right?
Best bread. I don't know.
Blues boy.
Blues boy. That was it.
His actual name is Riley.
Yeah.
I saw him probably no less than 12 or 14 times. And the last time I saw him was last, not this past summer, but the summer before with Peter Frampton in Baltimore.
Wow.
And he came out and he only played three songs. And as he got older, this kind of became a thing with him where he went from an hour and a half set to like an hour to like 40 minutes to like 25 minutes where they'd basically walk him out and he'd sit down in his chair and he'd play.
All right, so here's
songs.
How we're going to give away a prize. You ready?
Yeah.
What was the name of his Gibson guitar? 888-302-3684. What did he call his guitar? B.B. King, passing away, famous for all kinds of things. But if you ever saw him perform, he always referred to his guitar, had named his guitar. What's the name he used for his guitar? 888-302-3684. We'll give you one of our CDs. Actually, Richie and I were trying to figure out, we have a new vacation giveaway that we're sort of plotting. One piece at a time. But we're going to have people signing up for that, getting qualified for that drawing.
It's a spa getaway.
Yeah, it's very it's a great
deal. Yeah, lots of massage.
Wait a minute, look at all this action.
Yeah.
I thought this would be difficult, huh?
No.
Really?
Here, get an answer real quick, and I'll tell you how he got the name.
All right. Willie, what do you call the guitar?
Lucille.
Yeah.
So are you a big B.B. King fan, Willie?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm 44 years old, and I raised up with my dad and my granddad.
Good for you.
You play guitar?
No, I play the drum.
Really?
Don't do that. We're going to give you a guitar. Now we're going to give you a one-hit wonder CD.
No, actually, we're going to send you a copy of Lucille. Remember that song?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, so you play the drums. Are you any good or not?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
You are? You
play for drummer's always the hottest.
You play for a group that is in public in Lake City?
No, a couple guys. We go around smaller towns here.
You know what? There are a lot of people who are starting these bands that are your age that are having a lot of fun playing at clubs and stuff. I think that's terrific. You should. I'm going to tell you to do as much of it as you can because you'll have a lot of fun. Hold on a second, Willie. 28 after on Good Day.
All more next time with the Pet Show Tip of the Day: canine cognitive dysfunction. Years ago, it was called old dog disease. But here are some of the warning signs that you, as a good pet guardian, should know. If you notice your dog starting to wander aimlessly, or if he appears lost and confused in the yard or house, if he gets stuck in corners or behind furniture, stares into space or walls, has difficulty walking through doors, doesn't recognize familiar people, doesn't respond to verbal cues the way he used to, appears to forget reasons for going outdoors, decreased or altered response to family members, solicits attention less, that's just a partial list. You know, there's a lot of things that can be done. Years ago, you go to the veterinarian and the doctor would say, you know, it's just a matter of the dog aging. It's kind of like doggy Alzheimer's disease. But now there are medications on the market and other things you can do. We find that with human beings, if we keep their brain more active, they're less apt to get cognitive dysfunction. Same thing with your dog. Even the older dog should learn new tricks, take them to new locations. This way you can have a long, healthy, happy life together, and your dog will remember everything you ever taught it. All more next time.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over a 250,000 guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flame Top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. Three sets of Daddario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to stay big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. The famous poet Gertrude Stein once said, "A rose is a rose is a rose." What she meant, according to many scholars, is that when all is said and done, a thing is what it is. That's pretty simple, but the message even applies to law.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ago, that's for sure. 33 after the hour, you've joined all of us to have some time together. It's nice. We're doing Facebook together. We're calling together. We're sharing together. We have facts. We have fiction. Molly's here for the facts. Jennifer's here for the fiction. Richie's along. Kenny's along. By the way, we have a television report coming up in a few minutes. Meanwhile, the latest from Jeb Bush, who has finally cleared the air. Boy, am I glad to have him straighten out everybody's irrational focus on the Iraq war. After all, it was only his brother. Why are you being tarnished for the sins of your brother? Why is everybody trying to bag this guy based on his brother? Would you elect him based on what he said about the Iraq war? How many people are actually going to make up their minds to vote for Jeb Bush because he did or didn't say the right thing about whether he would or wouldn't have gone to war in Iraq?
Yeah, I feel sorry for him in one way because I think a lot of people... Well, can I finish my... I think a lot of people, since I'm kind of dialed in to the folks on the right who should be sticking up for him all the time, they don't.
Yeah,
nobody on
all
the right...
All the time? No matter
well,
what?
Not all the time, but they should be doing some cheerleading for Jeb as people are kind of... As it's shaking out to see who's going to get in the race. Nobody's cheering for Jeb because he's not conservative enough, and I think, and Doug, you'll appreciate this, he's sort of a John McCain Republican, where he wants to, he's still a fan of big government.
He's a George Bush the father kind of Republican.
I think he's a
Rockefeller Republican.
He likes big government.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
I think that's where a lot of conservatives have left him. And so they're going with the people on the other side of the aisle, throwing him under the bus for Iraq and for being a Bush and for finding anything they can to get him off the campaign
trail. So why did he decide he wanted to run? Why would he decide that he wants to run?
Why not? You see your dad do it. You see your brother do it. It's your way of life, I guess.
No, he hasn't officially yet.
Oh, right.
Despite what he says.
Although he let it flip.
Right.
Duh.
All right. Let's go to the other side of the aisle. President Obama is going to address the police situation. By the way, there's Jennifer, I would say this, or maybe remind me when we go into the television report. We had a conversation earlier with Ricky Kleeman, who is married to Bill Bratton. He's the commissioner of police in New York City. Mm-hmm. She's a television investigative reporter, has a series on the investigative Discovery Channel, and it focuses on the good work that police do this Sunday, 9 o'clock. I might mention it again, but the reason I bring it up now is because the pin that Tom Selleck wears on his lapel in the show was given to him by Bill Bratton.
You know, it's so funny. I just read an article in TV Guide about Tom Selleck, and this was from, I was going through old magazines. It was from February.
Yeah.
And he talked about how Bill Bratton. Yeah. No, how Bratton is an inspiration for his character.
Yeah.
And I guess they're friends. They talk all the time. Yeah. You know, they talk
a lot.
That's
what Ricky said. Yeah. Ricky said, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so the president is going to, there are a lot of police coming in to our capital from all around the world. 34th Annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service.
Right.
That honors the officers who've been killed in the line of duty takes place this weekend. And this has been Police Week. A lot of people have gone to Washington to have conversations about law enforcement, the problems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not been a great year for the police on either side, frankly. 126 law enforcement officers have died in the line of duty in the past year. So that's not good. That's about twice as many as died the year before, by the way, in case you don't know the stats. The president earlier this week found himself in Georgetown at a seminar on poverty. And he said some things that were, I don't know, Molly, would you say they were controversial? I think they're moderately controversial.
Just some.
Yeah. Well, I see what you're doing there. Yeah, okay, yeah, to some. Depending on your political stripes, yes, I would agree that the things that he said were somewhat skewed. Now, I don't think there was a piece that I heard, that I want to play you back something from a guy named Walter Williams, who, when I was doing more politics, appeared on my program with regularity. I have great respect and regard for this guy. He was focused on what the president said about poverty, and so I thought it was worth our spending a minute or so just listening. Walter Williams, a columnist for a couple of newspapers and magazines, and has been a good soldier for a lot of things on the right, but that isn't why I pay attention to him, because I'm not a good soldier for most of the stuff on the right. I just find that what he said about poverty to be as on as anything I have heard. So here are the words of Walter Williams.
Well, I think that Obama and many, many people have a misunderstanding, or they at least articulate misunderstanding of the sources of income. Now, these people who want to redistribute income, they're absolutely right if they, you know, the sources of income represent there's a pile of money somewhere that's supposed to be delivered equally among Americans, but the rich just got there first and took an unfair share. So, of course, they should be income redistribution. Or if the way that people get income is that there's a dealer of dollars. The dealer gives $10,000 to one person, $1 billion to another person, and so what you have to do, you have to correct the dealing of dollars, you know, maybe because he's a racist or internationalist, multinationalist. But the real way that people gain income, anybody, is by pleasing their fellow man in a free society. That is, the reason why Bill Gates has billions and billions of dollars is not because he went out and robbed somebody. It's because he produced something that his fellow man valued, such as Windows and Words, and his fellow man voluntarily reached in their pockets and gave him the money. And millions and millions, billions of people around the world were happy with what he did. And you might ask the question, how come, like LeBron James, LeBron James, he gets $40 million a year. Now, I can play basketball too, but how come I don't get $40 million? But it's because of people. People out there will say they will plunk down $100 to see LeBron James play, but they might not plunk down anything to watch me play. And so the source of income in a capitalist or free market society comes by pleasing one's fellow man. And these people have pleased their fellow man, became very rich. That is, people who have invented antibiotics, saved billions of lives, or people who have made medical equipment. People have done all kinds of wonders. You have to ask yourself, are these people, should we hold them up to ridicule and make mascots out of people who are draining society?
I think,
wow,
that is the most brilliant,
so right on,
overview of the situation. I am so sick of listening to these fraudulent,
class
phony BSers and their focus on the rich and how they're ripping off the poor. Everybody has the same opportunity, and you can point to many people who have come up and you say, wow, that guy didn't have the same chance. He grew up in poverty, orphans, blah, 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 blah. My father was an orphan, and he was making $300,000 a year, and he had no education. Why? Because he found somebody he was good at, and he worked at it. That's it, plain and simple. And so Bill Gates is a great example. Guy dropped out of college. He figured out something, put it to work, and look at where he is today. And by the way, Bill Gates is helping thousands, tens of thousands of people with his money every day of every year.
Look at B.B. King. When you talk about pleasing your fellow man,
right,
what B.B. King was able to do.
Get lost. Those people who think and all they can say is, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. You know what? That's your fault.
Right.
That's your problem, not mine. If I want to help you, I will help you, but I'll be damned if I'm going to be happy about somebody extricating money from me through my taxes and giving it to somebody that I don't want you to help. No.
The American dream is on life support. If you take that away, if you take the idea that you can come here and accomplish anything, then what are we doing here?
Look at all the people that are coming here from other countries
and doing
who aren't on welfare, and they don't have the people who are draining that could get a job, able-bodied people that could get jobs. It's just so tiring.
If you were born here, you hit the lottery. You have every opportunity to do anything you want. And that's why people kill themselves to come here.
Yeah. Only one who's not agreeing with you guys completely.
Kenny probably won't agree with it either. But anyway, that's all right. That's what the world is all about.
Yeah.
What about the teachers? What about the people who are actually doing jobs that contribute more than celebrities?
They make a choice.
And are not making enough
money. Why is it always celebrity? People make a choice. He gave you the best example. He said that LeBron James makes $40 million a year because somebody will put $100 down to go watch him play. Mm-hmm. And they won't. So why is that? The teachers, if they want to play basketball and get good at it, then they can make $40 million a year. They choose to be teachers. I was a teacher for 4 years. I loved being a teacher. Did I like that I made $6,300 a year paying teaching? No. But I got a job as a radio guy, and I made twice as much money on the radio as I did teaching. I stayed teaching, but I also did the radio job because I didn't want to live on $6,300 a year.
Well, and it's the rewards that you get. I mean, my mom's a teacher. She's retiring this year. Granted, she's not rich, but she's made a good living, and you know what? The rewards that she's taking, all of her students writing her these notes and how she's touched lives, I mean, you become rich in other ways. It's not always about money. I mean, you can survive being a teacher, and you still get, I mean, your soul gets nourished from being a teacher. Maybe it doesn't being a Kardashian.
Yeah, I mean, what are the Kardashians are useless. They're trash.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of money, but their souls probably aren't great. I mean, my mom as a teacher, I would say, has been very fulfilled.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, it's stimulating. And not to discount what you said, Molly, because I know a lot of people do agree with you, and that was certainly not an attack on you.
Oh, no, I understand. You guys have different opinions, and yeah, my opinion varies from day to day on subject to subject.
Good. That's the most intelligent thing. See, that's why she's here, because she's so much smarter than Rich when it comes to stuff like that.
That's not hard.
16 before the hour on Good Day TV Report next.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I operate an event center that hosts horse shows, so there are always horses there. There are also lots of families with children, and the events are a lot of fun for kids. But I was recently informed that if a child pets a horse and gets bitten, which happens from time to time, I might be legally liable for damages, not the owner of the horse or the parents of the child. Kids occasionally do silly things and get hurt. It's a part of growing up. But now we worry about the enormous cost of lawsuits in this country. That's why we should look through the lens of liberty and remind ourselves of some important principles. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family. Suing people when there's no negligence simply isn't fair.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Television report time, 13 before the hour. Jennifer Horn, part of the exquisite cast of the Good Day program. It looks like David Letterman is going to go out in a big wave. He's doing better than, for the first time in years, his ratings are number one.
You know, I've never been a fan of David Letterman. Let me rephrase. I respect David Letterman. I've never watched his show a whole lot because sometimes he's a little too negative, kind of.
Right.
He's very East Coast, right?
Yeah.
So I usually was always a Leno girl. Well, now I'm feeling very sad because I feel like when Letterman leaves, then it's this whole new wave of late night hosts.
Late night losers.
And all they do is play games and stuff. They don't actually interview anybody.
I love Fallon.
It's sad. Yeah. I'm not a Fallon girl. I just can't get around him. And I liked Fallon
Conan
on SNL.
Conan still interviews.
Conan's good. Actually, Conan is the bright spot there. You're right, Ken.
Yep.
All right, well, David Letterman's final late show guests have been revealed. His last week is next week. It starts May 18th. Tom Hanks will make his 60th, 6-0, appearance on The Late Show since it debuted back in April of 1984. Pearl Jam's frontman Eddie Vedder will also perform on Monday, backed by Paul Schaefer and the CBS Orchestra. That'll be really cool. Bill Murray will be Letterman's guest on Tuesday, and this is fitting because he was the David Letterman's first guest on Late Night when it debuted in 1982, also his first guest on The Late Show in 1993. The three-night event will culminate with Letterman's final Late Show on May 20th, which CBS is billing as an hour filled with surprises, memorable highlights, the show's final top 10 list, and more. So that kicks off next week. I'm sad. I have goosebumps already.
Good riddance.
Oh, come on, Rich.
Beat it.
All right. Harry Shearer is leaving The Simpsons. The Simpsons have been on the air forever and ever. I remember it was a big deal when I was in the seventh grade, 26 seasons. Harry Shearer is the comic and actor who does the voice for Mr. Burns, Ned Flanders. Well, he made the announcement this week that he's leaving The Simpsons. He tweeted
like
a message.
Three or four voices. That's a hit for them.
It's a big hit. He tweeted a message this week.
The other day that many of the voices that are replacing voice, the older voices, just don't sound like the Muppets.
Example. We were talking about the Muppets and Bugs Bunny, how just when you grow up with it, now it's different, you know.
Yeah, right. It's even like watching Mickey Mouse cartoons. Mickey's voice is just a little different.
Hi, I'm Mickey Mouse.
Yo. He says yo a lot. I don't understand. James Brooks, one of the producers of the show, said, the show will go on. Harry will not be a part of it. Wish him the best. The Simpsons has another 2 years ahead of them, at least. It was just recently renewed over the weekend. So there you go. Yeah. He said, go ahead.
I mean, no, I just was looking at a story from CBS Cyber, which I watched for the first time the other night with
Patricia Arquette, right?
Peter McNichol, who's been on a lot of these spy shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was in this, the first season, but he's leaving. It's interesting how some of these people.
I watched the same episode.
You didn't?
I thought it was a little bit too. They were trying too hard.
Yeah, you know what? They were looking for time to throw, Richie. I thought that was. Yeah. Thank you.
It didn't flow. It wasn't natural.
No. But it's coming back next season anyway. All right, Jenner, you did a fine job with the TV report as usual.
Why? Thank you.
51 after on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
This week, you are in need of going to Florida. Would you like to go to California? You want to go to Montana? Want to go to Canada? To Mexico? Where do you want to go? There are more people lining up, and I just found this out this past week when I was wandering around the Miami airport. The number of people that are flying to South America, there are dozens of flights from Dallas and Miami on American going to all kinds of places. You know, I was interested to find out what they're doing with the planes, because you can't catch a ride on a wide body in a domestic use. Once in a while, maybe you can get on a 777 or 767 to go from one big hub to another, but for the most part, they're only using them to ferry them from one place to the other, because everybody's going international. They're using all those planes. It is astounding how many people are traveling to these cities. So we'll talk about that in a moment, and what the fares are, and whether or not you think that would be a good place for you to go if you're trying to plan your summer vacation, maybe that's an idea for you. We have travel ideas up next here on Good Day.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over 250,000 guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flame top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. Three sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to stay big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
All right, Tom Parsons, who runs bestfares.com, they have great items of interest in terms of pricing, traveling nationally or domestically, internationally. So am I right about all of the travel to South America, especially there were 777s lined up all around the airport, going to Santiago, going to Rio, going to, you name the city. It amazed me. I mean, I understand Miami, there are a lot of Hispanics and that sort of thing, but jeepers crow.
I know. Actually, you know, the people in South America, you know, from Buenos Aires to Santiago, Chile, Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, they're not poor like they used to be.
No.
And when they come, and there's, you know, there's two different economies down there sometimes, the real rich and maybe a little bit more of a middle class now than ever before. But when they go to Miami, you should have also seen them packing up tons of stuff.
TVs, computers, everything.
Yeah, they're doing everything. So it's a high demand. But, you know, the good thing is we've been seeing all our snooze you lose is we've been seeing some deals to Asia, but into South America, especially Rio de Janeiro, Sao Paulo, Santiago, Chile, and Buenos Aires. We've been seeing some good, what we call snooze you lose, maybe $679 in the Rio or Sao Paulo for many U.S. cities. Yesterday, I hadn't looked at it this morning, but we had Washington, D.C. For $599, to Santiago, Chile, which is just unheard of, and even Chicago, $549. And the international carriers, too, are helping bring those airfares down. Mm. I still think you're looking for the deal this summer, and you're on the eastern part of the United States, or I'd say Memphis, Louisiana, that direction to the west. You'll have to look it up and see if it still qualifies. As far north as Portland, Maine, or Boston, you can still pick up a car in Florida. So you buy a one-way airfare down to Florida, pick it up by June 30th, rent it for up to 14 days for $10 a day as long as you drive it out. It's a good way to see the USA and a Chevrolet.
Yeah.
So for $300 to $400, you probably paid a pretty penny for a rent car in Miami.
Actually, you know, I'm going to Orlando on Tuesday, and I paid $19 a day for the car. I was in Los Angeles last week, and I paid $17 a day. That's a far cry from $40, $50, $60, $70 a day that I paid sometimes when I had to rent a car in Los Angeles. Good heavens. That's,
yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the Legoland Hotel, which opens today. Is this something, a 152-room hotel, actually made out of Legos?
I'm sure the lobby is full of Legos.
They say they made it out of 2 million Lego bricks. I find this $219 a night for a room in the Lego.
Imagine the beds are too comfortable.
No, it's in Orlando at the Legoland Florida Resort.
Yeah, the Legoland Resort.
Yeah. Good heavens. That'd be something. I'd be interested in going to stay there. Hi, Tom. Thank you, Tom.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results.
Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.